Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really getting into the weeds on crypto cold storage security. We looked at the sources you sent comparing, the Raspberry Pi trend versus maybe using Apple's new M5 chip. Our goal here is to kind of shortcut your research. Which one actually keeps your assets safe? Okay, let's unpack this. Now, you probably expect us to pick a winner, right? But the sources, they hit us with something surprising right off the bat. Turns out, this whole comparison, it's a false dichotomy.
Yeah, exactly. The conclusion we found is that neither is really appropriate or genuinely secure for serious high-value cold storage, not as they stand now.
Wow. So not just flawed, but fundamentally unsuitable.
That's the gist. It's not just about the software code being open or closed. It goes deeper. The RPi model, for all its transparency appeal, is just plain hardware insecure. And the Apple M5, well, even with its fancy hardware, it's totally ecosystem compromised for this kind of job. Architecturally, it just doesn't fit.
Okay, let's dig into the Raspberry Pi first. That RPi blind spot. You see projects like SeedSigner everywhere now. And it feels like this whole movement is really a philosophical thing, right? A reaction against closed-source wallets, especially after things like the Ledger Recover controversy.
Absolutely. It's driven by wanting auditable open-source software. The air gap idea, total network isolation. That's the core belief.
But the sources argue that philosophy kind of papers over a big crack.
That's the fascinating part. The focus is all on the software, but they kind of conflate that with hardware security, a standard RPI. It's just general purpose hardware. It doesn't have any hardware root of trust, no secure key storage built in, no isolated memory like a dedicated security chip would have.
So it's like you build this amazing software vault door, but the walls are made of plywood.
Exactly. That's a good analogy. So if someone just, breaks into your house, a simple burglary attack, if they get physical access to that RPI, game over. They just take the SD card, all your keys, right there. Security's practically non-existent at that physical level.
Okay, ouch. So let's switch gears to the Apple M5. On paper, it looks like the opposite. It's got this beefed up hardware architecture, the famous secure enclave, that's supposed to be an isolated coprocessor, right? Protects keys even if the main OS gets totally hacked.
Correct. The secure enclave is designed for that isolation.
But here's where it got really interesting in the sources. If that enclave is truly isolated, why does connecting the Mac to the internet even matter for cold storage? Shouldn't the key be safe inside it no matter what?
That's the million-dollar question, and it really gets to why the M5, despite the enclave, just doesn't work for this. There are, three big things. First, and this is huge, the GoFetch vulnerability. It's a nasty side-channel flaw in the M-series main processors. Basically, lets attackers spy on crypto operations and steal keys.
And it's unpatchable in hardware.
Unpatchable in existing hardware, yes.
Okay.
And the M5 launch materials, crickets. Conspicuously silent on whether they actually fixed this specific hardware flaw in the main CPU for the M5.
So the main processor might still be leaky for crypto stuff.
Yeah.
Even on the new M5.
Potentially, yes. That silence is deafening. Second problem. The M5's big innovation is its new neural accelerators for AI. Which is great for AI tax, but for just signing a crypto transaction.
Yeah.
Totally irrelevant. But it adds this massive, complex, untested AI attack surface, new ways things could go wrong.
More complexity, more risk.
Okay.
And the final nail in the coffin.
The air gap impossibility. We talked about how crucial that is for cold storage.
Right. Total isolation.
The whole Apple ecosystem.
Yeah.
Mac OS, iCloud, Apple ID, even just reinstalling the OS. It's all deeply baked into network connectivity. You fundamentally cannot achieve that true, verifiable air gap state. It fights the whole principle.
So one lacks the hardware foundation. The other is hostile to the core isolation principle.
That sums it up pretty well. The RPI, great philosophy, zero hardware security guarantees.
Yeah.
The M5, strong potential hardware in the enclave. But the overall architecture and ecosystem actively work against the air gap you need.
Which leaves us, and you listening, with a really critical, unanswered question to think about. Despite all the fanfare around the M5 launch, did Apple actually include a deep hardware-level fix for that GoFetch vulnerability in the main CPU? Or is that processor still fundamentally untrustworthy for sensitive key operations? Apple's silence on that specific point. That's maybe the most significant dog that didn't bark in this whole security debate.
Yeah.
Something to definitely keep an eye on.